Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3 tonight. Now we're joined by Norwalk girls head coach Joe Sigrist after the Warriors earlier tonight defeated Pella 62-48. It was a hard-fought road win. You had a pretty easy time with them last time. They came out in a box and one. Later you saw a triangle and two. I really had to make some adjustments out there. A cold shooting start, but the girls got it done in the end.
Yeah, they did. They stuck with the game plan. Actually, we worked on a triangle and two against our scout team yesterday. So we were not as prepared as I maybe wanted, but we were pretty well prepared. And it just comes down to, you know, those other girls knocking down shots. And Peyton Travis did a heck of a job coming in the second half and knocking down five of them for us. So
yeah, third quarter, Hannah Overholzer kind of got you going with two in a row, and then Peyton Travis just took over the game. It was shades of that Carlisle regional game last year where she hit six or seven of them, this time five, all 15 of her points in the second half. And when you're playing that junk defense, somebody's going to be open, and she kept, her teammates kept finding her.
That's exactly right. You got to find the hot hand. You know, I think we started 1-for-20 in the game and cycled through our whole bench because we can bring a lot of good shooters off the bench with Grace and Avery, Peyton, of course. So I figured one of them is going to click, or, you know, if multiple click, then we're going to be really dangerous and bring that team out of that junk defense.
We talked about it on the air how everybody on this team knows their role, and that was evident in that second half. Peyton Travis knows she's out there to make three-pointers. Ava Carlson's out there to rebound and hustle and play defense. Pearl Brown, same thing with the defense and rebounding. You know, Braylon Birmingham's going to handle the ball, take care of it. Bailey's going to do a little bit of everything, and that was all showing up there in that second half.
It really was. That's exactly right, Mike. You've watched this team for 2 years now in our resurgence, and that's what I love about them. They know their roles, and they execute their roles really well. And I thought that was no more evident than it was tonight. I mean, we needed those big threes. We needed the big rebounds by Ava. That's why those two were our MVP and hype girl tonight. So everybody executes their role really well. I think we had four girls in double figures. Bailey gets her 1,500th point. So special night on the road against a rival, and I'm really proud of our kids.
Let's talk about Bailey Birmingham hitting that milestone. She needed 2 points to get there. Could have done it at home the other night. I don't know if she was aware. She missed a couple free throws late, so she knew it tonight, obviously. She gets fouled early, goes to the line, and as she's done so many times, knocks down two to become just the third Norwalk girl in the five-player game to reach that mark.
Yeah, and I told her after the game, it's a special accomplishment. I mean, there's only about 200 girls in the history of Iowa high school girls basketball, which has a storied history, that have gotten to 1,500 points. So that means she's put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this program for 4 years, and I'm just super happy for her because she's a tremendous worker, a tremendous leader for us, and couldn't have happened to a better person.
The first time around against Pella, you really hurt him with your full court pressure. Tonight, you didn't do that as much, maybe when you had to. What was the game plan defensively tonight?
Some of the same. They just adjusted and got better and learned from that last time. They were looking up the floor more, so we couldn't get that trap at half court like we try to get. So then we kind of just mixed it up and went back a little bit, tried to identify their drivers and shooters. And I was still happy with our defense for the most part. You know, they knocked down some threes late. But when we communicate, when we attack the basketball, we're pretty darn good defensively, and we've proven that all year.
So you get through another week, a couple of wins. Now next week, home sweet home. You're home for two games. Pella Christian comes in on Tuesday night. Indianola for another rematch game on Friday night. How are you feeling about this group going into next week?
Yeah, the second time you face the conference opponents, it's all about how you make adjustments, how the other team makes adjustments. We're now 6-1 in the conference, and we know, just like Pella did tonight, that other teams are going to come out with a different game plan, and we've got to be ready for all of that. But I like where we're at. It's a great 3-0 week. We fought through some sickness, so I'm really happy to get three wins, and the girls are just I think they're going to peak at the right time when it gets down to postseason time.
Yes, thank you for mentioning the Carlisle win on Monday as well in there. So a busy week for you. 16 regular season games down. You're 15-1. Just five to go. Hard to believe we're down to five regular season games.
Yeah, we're down to that last quarter of the regular season. And told the girls before and after the game, this is when we want to be starting to peak and play our best basketball. So got to fix a few things. But all in all, I'm really happy with our 3-0 week.
That's been Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist following his team's 62-48 win tonight in Pella. Congrats on the win, coach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot, Mike.